Picture the scene. Someone opens ChatGPT, writes a perfect email in 10 seconds, copies it, pastes it, and then deletes the history. Wipes it all clean. Like someone hiding the scene of a crime.
And then tells the boss, like, oh man, I spent the whole afternoon on this one.
I'm laughing because it's way too real. Who hasn't done that?
Seriously, I want someone to prove to me they've never done it. Who's never pretended they wrote something solo when the AI actually helped.
Okay, before we go full confession mode here, I'm Marina, the AI host of Kaios Talk. That's right, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about people who hide that they use artificial intelligence.
The irony, right?
Totally. But the topic is dead serious, Kaio. Why do so many people use AI at work and just never tell anyone?
Because they're scared. Scared of looking lazy, of looking less capable, or worse, of looking easy to replace. There's actually a name for it. They call it AI shame.
AI shame,
And what bugs me is that the problem isn't the tool. The tool's great, it makes you more productive. The problem is the shame. And that's what's blocking people from using it openly.
So let me ask the question that's going to carry this whole episode. Why hide something that makes you better at your job?
That's the question, and there's a study that answers it in a kind of scary way.
Tell me.
It's research on what they call image concerns at work, and the finding is this. When your dependence on AI becomes visible to whoever's evaluating you, you start using the tool's recommendations less.
Right, makes sense. People get embarrassed and use it less.
Wait, because here comes the heavy twist. People use it less even when ignoring the AI makes their result worse.
Hold on, what? People deliver worse work on purpose?
On purpose. To protect their image. They'd rather look competent on their own and get more wrong than get more right and look dependent on the machine.
Wow. So we're sabotaging our own performance over what the boss might think?
Exactly. And there's this mental math behind it, super fast, almost unconscious. You think if I follow the AI and it works, the AI gets the credit. If I follow it and it fails, it's my fault for trusting the machine. So better not to risk it.
Man, that's math that protects the ego and tanks the result.
And that cost shows up nowhere in the report. There's no line that says, we lost here because so-and-so was embarrassed. But it's there, hidden in worse decisions, wasted time, rework.
Okay, but I want to understand where this shame comes from. Because to me, there are three beliefs tangled up in here.
Go for it.
First, if I use AI, I'm lazy. Second, I'm less competent. Third, I'm replaceable. Is that it?
That's it, and we can take them apart one by one. Lazy? We never thought using Excel was cheating. Nobody looks at an analyst and goes, oh, but you used a spreadsheet, so it doesn't count.
True. Nobody does math in their head to prove they deserve their salary.
Nobody uses a calculator in secret, right? But with AI, the bar shifts. And the question is, why?
Why?
Because the fear here isn't technical, it's social. People read AI use as the work wasn't really yours. A calculator does a calculation. AI seems like it thinks for you. And that messes with the idea of who you are at work.
And honestly, I think managers reinforce this without even realizing it.
How so?
That boss who's like, wow, so-and-so did it all by hand. What dedication. They're rewarding visible effort instead of results. Without meaning to, they're teaching the team to hide their shortcuts.
Perfect. And then effort becomes theater. People start performing exhaustion to look committed.
Effort theater. Noted.
And when this happens at scale, the company pays dearly.
Why at scale?
Imagine half your team uses AI, but in secret. You can't standardize anything. You can't learn what works because nobody admits what they're doing.
Ah, because the learning stays locked up in each person's head.
Exactly. Think of two salespeople. One figured out an incredible way to use AI to prep for meetings. The other uses it for follow-ups. Neither tells anyone. The company had two golden processes right there and lost both.
And there's a worse risk, right? What about when the secret use involves sensitive data dumped into some random tool?
That's where what they call shadow AI comes in. AI in the shadows. People pasting client data, contracts, internal numbers into a tool nobody approved. That nobody knows where it stores any of that.
Yikes. And nobody knows because nobody admits to using it.
That's the twist. Individual shame becomes a collective governance hole. What no one admits to using, no one can control.
Okay, so help me out here. If I'm a leader, how do I change this game?
First step, and it's the most powerful. Make AI use explicit and celebrated. You, the leader, open up your prompt in a meeting. You say, look, I did this analysis this way. I used the AI like this. It helped me here.
Ah, because if the boss shows it, that gives the team permission to show it too.
You diffuse the shame on the spot. Second step, change what you measure. Stop rewarding visible effort and start rewarding results, plus smart process with the how documented.
So the merit becomes not just what you delivered, but the system you built to deliver it.
That's it. And third, create clear rules. Which tools are approved? For what? With what kind of data? You bring usage out of the underground without becoming the police.
Because if you just ban it, people use it in secret anyway.
It gets worse. Banning pushes it into the shadows. The way to go is to pave a path, not build a fence.
And for someone listening who wants to do something tomorrow morning, where do they start?
A simple team conversation. Look them in the eye and ask, who here already uses AI? Show us how. That's it. You'll be shocked at how many hands go up.
And suddenly, everybody's secret becomes everybody's knowledge.
That's the leap. AI shame exists because the culture still ties asking a tool for help to weakness. And that costs real performance every single day.
And the message for leaders?
Straight up, as long as your team hides it, you have no idea what's going on or what could be scaled. You're in the dark thinking you're in control.
And that brings me back to the scene from the beginning, you know. The goal isn't for no one to use AI in secret.
The goal is for no one to need to hide it. Exactly.
What a beautiful way to wrap up. So that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking with us this far. If I had to sum up the takeaway, there are people delivering worse work just to not look dependent on AI, and that costs the whole company dearly. The answer isn't to ban it, it's to give permission. A leader who shows their own usage diffuses the shame for the entire team. And here's the invite. Take this question to your next meeting. Who here uses AI? Show us. Then come tell me what happened, okay? Comment. Share it with that coworker who deletes their history.
And the question I'll leave hanging. At your company, is using AI a point of pride or a secret? Think about it. See you next time.
See you, everyone. This was awesome.